Finally, this is episode 50 of Crusaders Radio. Crusaders Radio starting now, episode number 15, and for the new people here, we are a podcast that talks about American football in Romania, around the world, about NFL, about powerlifting, and about our team. One of our co-hosts is Alex. Hello, how are you?
Hi everyone, nice to meet all our new listeners.
Yes, and if you are not new, hello again. Thank you for continue listening and supporting us.
And this week at least, you will not hear our special guest star, Dorin.
Dorin, yeah, he's again on the road.
Yeah, we sent him to Belgrade.
He's in a special mission.
Yeah, he's going with a few of the players from our team. They're going on a trip to see the Final Four of one of the European Cups in American football that's being held in Belgrade over the course of this weekend, and we'll let him give us more details when he comes back next week.
Yeah, when he comes back, he will be able to let us know all about the tournament. Yeah.
Let's hope he has plenty of interviews from there.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't forget to record. In fact, maybe after we upload this episode, we will tag him so on Facebook, and he will remember to record, to listen to the episode and to record. Yeah. And today, we said last week we're going to talk about the World Championship. Things happening around the world in American football.
And a bit of NFL.
A bit of NFL,
yeah,
yes.
To start, to make like an introduction to what will be the NFL edition of our show.
Yes. And we start with the IFAB World Championship.
Well, let's start with the results, at least the two finals.
Yes, the medal games. Give all the positions, the final positions are here.
So, surprise, surprise, I guess.
Yeah, of course. So actually, they were very dominant.
Yeah, that's what happened again last year.
And, US gold medal.
Against Japan, 52-12.
59-12,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah. For the bronze medal game, Mexico won to France 20-7.
Oh, congratulations to Mexico, Rafa.
Yeah, well, thank you for the Mexicans. Actually, I watched the game of Mexico-France. And, well, there's also a lot of controversy about the Mexican team. Big time.
Again, I think there was some last year also, if I'm
yes,
correct.
Yes, not last year, 2 years ago in the other championship. There has been... Well, let's finish with the results and I'll tell you now. And the fifth place game was Australia 42, South Korea 14. South Korea with a team that... really, I don't know. And Australia gets the fifth place. And that's it.
Didn't Canada play?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I was expecting to see some Canadians there.
Well, there were... That's why this championship has been very controversial in always, because first of all, Germany and Austria went out of the championship. Canada was not playing. I don't remember why right now.
I was expecting Canada to play because the games were held in Canton, Ohio. Yeah. So it was close. Let's say you could understand the Swedes, the Germans, the Austrians, the European teams to be a bit reluctant to play because of the difference. And
well, yes and no. You know why? According to the info that I got, USA Football was putting options or giving options to the German and the Austrian team, and even some support to be able to come to the World Championship, which they rejected. And from my point of view, this was just a political move.
Well, we're going to talk a bit later on about the politics and what also happened, because it was not just yard play.
No.
They weren't playing only for yards. And
they were also in the backyard playing.
There were some, yeah. So behind the scenes maneuvering that happened there in Ohio, and that's also interesting, let's say.
Yes, well, a Japanese team, well, we talked already about the U.S., there's not much to say, except that, well, dominant, great games, and that's it. I think that the most tight game they had was with Mexico, which was only 36, the score. All the rest were big scores, even against Japan. And now I was talking a bit about Mexico, why the controversy. Well, what happens when you have your football league broken in two pieces? You don't get exactly the best players that you can have.
Well, I guess we can find something similar here in Romania also, because let's say something like this happened in our first and only national appearance thing, the only time that
against Turkey
that happened here in Romania, and we had there again some disagreement between some of the teams in Bucharest, and we ended up with the players of a team breaking apart from that team and doing another team and not wanting to participate anymore in the national team and so on.
Yeah. So, but in this case, we are talking about the ONEFA, which is the National League and of American football. Actually, the correct spelling is Organización Nacional, National Organization of Students of blah 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 of American football. It has a few private schools, but mostly public schools, universities. And the private universities split in totally in another league, because there were lots of complaints from the public schools that all the private ones, like Tec de Monterrey, ITESM, they were stealing players every single year, offering scholarships. Obviously, somebody smart would always choose a scholarship from these private universities because opportunities and, you know, more prestige, whatever. So they were choosing to play for them and moving out of the teams that prepare them and grow players for that. Okay. They were not against the fact that they were offering also scholarships, but the tactics and the way they were doing.
Again, we can, some of the teams in Romania can relate as well, because it happens also here, and I'm not sure it's just Romania.
I'm sure it happens in many other countries.
You have a player, a team brings him up from knowing nothing from American football to a higher level. Other teams see he has talent. They can offer, let's say, a more competitive atmosphere, and he chooses to play there. In our case, would be in exchange for rewards, like being able to say you're champion. In Mexico, of course, it's more complex situation when you factor in education, reputation of the schools, money, potential money, earning opportunities,
potential networking, and of course
when you're gonna say to someone that's coming from a low income family, let's say, but he's talented in sports, he's also maybe smart, he has a talent. He has a skill, you can offer him a scholarship in a high-valued university with greater prospects. He's a smart kid.
Yes.
He's going to say, of course.
By the way, now that the airplane was passing, I forgot to say the warning today.
Yeah.
Today, you will listen a noise of a fan, you will listen noises from the street, and that's because we're recording with 35 degrees, and it's extremely hot.
It's a Turkish summer.
Yes, so we just, you know, have all kinds of ways to cool down.
So when I was coming here to record, there were some storm clouds gathering, so you might also hear some thunder and lightning. Yeah.
That will be weird, but yes. So please bear with us. You will hear a lot of weird noises. Just
take it as special effects.
Yeah, it will be special effects. And, well, to continue with this topic, just to finish with Mexico, there are extremely good players in the private league in CONADEIP, because they also spend a lot of money in preparation in American universities, having clinics, having training camps with them and so on. So if you would combine the talent from both sides, if they would join again, because they were once one, so let's say that they just need the one ring to bring them all together.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really do not know as much as you do about the Mexican league and talent base there, but from what you say, I think they might, a unified Mexico team, I think, would pose problems to the U.S.
Oh yeah, I can bet. Yeah. Unless they bring NCAA Division I teams, yeah, and so
well,
on.
Let's say to everyone that is listening to us, do not expect in the U.S. team to find the Mannings, the Rodgers, the Bradys, the professional NFL players. No, unlike in basketball, there's no dream team, there's no whatever, because...
And there will never be.
Yeah, probably there will never be, because of injuries that can happen, of course, the value of those players to the teams.
Plus, and what real competition you can give.
Definitely. Because now, with the players that are there, U.S. is still dominating.
Imagine that all NFL players are seniors. Are professionals. They only live for the sport. They are all above... What, 20 years old at least, or around that?
No, around 23, let's
23,
say.
23, yeah.
23 are usually the age.
And other teams are coming with 22, 23, but also 30, 40-year-old people.
But that are not professionals.
Are not professionals.
So they do not live for American
some
football.
Are lawyers, some are doctors, and they just go on and play the sport because they like it.
Yeah. But also, let's not... put down also the talent in the U.S. team, because NCAA players still play there. So I know in the guys from Ohio State, the national champions last year, you had JT Barrett playing there, you had Cardell. Why am I missing his name? Cardell, I think.
I know.
They had so many QBs this year, Ohio State. I think they had four, and everybody played competitive.
Uh-huh.
Cardell Jones. Yeah. Everyone. So I'm not a huge fan, but it's one of the teams that I kind of like from the NCAA, the Buckeyes. I know that they had, first QB going down. Okay, you have backup. Then backup plays well, backup goes down. Mm-hmm. Third place plays also very well. So... it was a really surprise. I think that the analysis when after they won the championship this year was that this team was actually built to compete for the championship next year, and they won it this year. But we'll see. And so the idea is that there is actual talent and future
talent.
NFL talent in the US team, so do not disregard this.
And there is talent also in Europe. For sure there is talent in Europe. And in other countries.
Well, if you follow the draft, I know for European countries it's like a highlight to have a few players that have actually originated in...
that they started
in Europe. But every year, it's slowly growing, but every year there are scouts that are starting to pay attention. First, there are NCAA scouts that start to see talent here in Europe and bring them first to colleges in the United States, and then go to the NFL, but talent is starting to be built up here in Europe that can go to the NFL.
Yes. And speaking about France, they had, I think one of the biggest highlights was the running back. Wow, what a guy. Huge legs.
I didn't follow France's games, actually, admit it.
Wow. I think that was one of the biggest things that... we can point out from France. They did a good job in general, going to the bronze medal. I wonder what would have happened if we had Germany and Austria there.
Yeah, those are actually two of the powerhouses.
Are the two biggest ones.
Yeah.
So, in the case of Australia and South Korea, Australia showed a bit of a bit more level than last time, than 2 years ago.
I think the issue with Australia, from a distant observer, let's say, is that their rugby is extremely popular in Australia. They have a tradition of great Aussie teams in rugby. They have their rivalry with New Zealand and South Africa there. So there's quite a lot of potential NFL talent that goes the rugby way. Plus, they have their own Australian football, which is a mix of rugby and American football and who knows what, because it's a bit different, the game, but still... It's still a tough game, but I think there are a lot of potential American football players that slip through and attempt to go to the rugby leagues.
And in the case of South Korea, well, you know, just...
I think they're a bit newer to the sport.
Too new, I believe.
Yeah.
And Brazil was the worst of all of them. They did also a decent job, in the sense that, in fact, there was a big problem in Brazil. As I recall some experiences and some people that I know, and they know in Brazil, Brazilians were too much in the idea of NFL. Something like we can also relate in Romania at the beginning, what was happening. Everybody thinks that things should be done like NFL, that, oh, we are like, we should be treated and... Well, think like pro players.
It's the only model you actually can come into in contact with, because if you like the sport, you're going to get blasted with NFL, with NFL's way of doing things and stuff like that. So it ends up in a certain way, the only thing you know.
Of course, that didn't let them advance at all.
Yeah.
It kept them in problems between teams all the time, because thinking that they deserve more than somebody else because they are more pro. And, you know... Practically like players wanting their own wallpapers and be famous. These kind of things that maybe we can also relate in Romania a bit. But no, now...
You have to give in each country the local flavor to the American football. If you don't do that, it's going to be hard.
Yes, but well, I don't know. In the end, they turned their face to Mexico, actually. And they started to learn how to develop the sport without being an NFL team. And that's how they learned, and they were able to arrive now until this point.
Well, it's a progress, I think. So
yeah,
we hope to see more of them, more of the South Koreans. And
in fact, a friend of mine, Rodolfo, he has been traveling right now to countries like Peru, Ecuador, and Brazil. And they are giving like clinics and preparing and giving all the information how to develop the sport properly without being based too much in what you see in the TV. Because, of course, trying to have it like that, they will have a very bad time. But the games were some very interesting, some little boring. But there is a factor that a lot of people complain, and I'm talking about teams in general. Besides the US games, which it's also not like a big turnout of spectators, there were not spectators at all in the stadium during the World Championship.
Yeah, I didn't follow as much the World Championship as probably you did and as probably others did. But when you told me that there were empty stadiums in games in the U.S., in Ohio, in Canton, Ohio, I was a bit shocked because, it's summer, but still, it's American football. You do not have NFL games.
You did American football. You created American football.
You do not have NCAA games yet.
No.
You do not have NFL games.
And you're hosting a world championship.
Training camps are not started, so you couldn't say that, okay, I'm going to see my team's practice or something like that. So I was expecting more. And like I said, you still had players from actually Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Yeah, playing there.
Probably that's why there were the only families there attending to the U.S. games.
Yeah, but I was expecting more. I mean, it's not hard to go to a game. I don't think there were NFL level ticket prices or whatever.
No, not at all.
So you could go there, have a beer, watch a game, have fun.
In fact, I remember watching a few tweets and comments around where America's were surprised. Wow, Japan has a team, and we're playing for the silver medal.
Yeah,
and then suddenly, but wait. I didn't even know that we had a national team.
Yeah.
And, of course, the obvious question started, why don't we have NFL players in there?
Yeah.
So I think it's a lack of information. I think they didn't do the job.
In the U.S., I think they were organizing. So I don't know who exactly was organized. Maybe it was
USA Football.
USA Football. So Americans are masters of marketing. So I was expecting to... I don't know, get at least one. I mean, let's brag. Even us in Romania, Crusaders against Rebels, the two famous teams everybody in US knows, the Cluj Crusaders and Bucharest Rebels. They're big fans. We know they subscribe. We sell a lot of merchandise there. And even there we had, in a soccer stadium in a country where American football is, like you said, oh, we have this sport?
Yeah, exactly.
We had over 1,000 people attending in the final. So you could...
Not even that was present in the stadiums in Canton.
You could get 1,000 guys.
Easily.
That, to talk... I don't know. To talk shit about the U.S. teams that doesn't have Peyton Manning and...
Say, look at that Brazilian team.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they are so bad.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's it. But, you know...
Come there, see the game.
And promote the event, make some good job around. So that is one of the main complaints. And there is something else. During the World Championship, it was, of course, the Congress. Usually in many federations around the world, when you have a World Championship, and we have an ambulance passing by... we told you we had special effects today. Usually you have the Congress, and usually if there is the period of election, happens elections, and they talk about budgets, things like
this. I assume we have all plans. Representatives there, so that's the point, I guess.
Some went there, some didn't. And the point is, this hasn't been made much public. Actually, it has been kind of masked a bit to avoid a lot of
the news,
polemic.
The news and the article is in the IFAF website.
The news about the election.
Yeah, the news about the election. Or did they elect?
Or did they elect a president?
Yeah.
You know? Because it seems that they now is like two groups on IFAF. IFAF got cut in two pieces.
After it just united from
FAF and IFAF Europe, that problems. Okay, we're friends all together. Here's my ball. Let's come and play.
Yeah.
And now we are having again the situation of no, give me my ball. I don't play anymore with you. And we have two groups. First group is supporting basically the German side and Austria.
Germany, Austria, Switzerland, I think, and Turkey.
Turkey and other smaller federations. I hope Romania didn't vote for anything, and I hope we didn't get involved in that. That would be a shame.
We shouldn't be there because we're still under evaluation or trial.
The federation is still not even done in Romania.
So our vote, if it was there, let's hope it wasn't.
It wasn't. Otherwise, that would be pissing off.
Yeah.
Especially because this side is supporting this Swedish guy that was the president of IFAF that disappeared and was with a problem of the fraud. And that's why actually the championship got moved to the U.S.,
Yeah, there's another whole story.
The funny part is that Sweden is not supporting him.
So I think even I saw also in the I think Super Bowl Nation and I think also other US news outlets, the a bit of information about this. The whole thing started with so there was an idea to propose, we discussed this here already in previous shows, to propose that American football be an Olympic sport in future Olympic Games. And there was a bid for this to the IOC and so on. The idea is that this bid was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
But during this process, it was also revealed that the IFAF president was involved in some, let's say, not legal money thingy. I don't have all the details. But the idea was, well, he's not like Sepp Blatter, which now everybody knows in the US, the FIFA president. But it's like it was something in that idea, the possibility of corruption there, of money laundering, accusation was flown, the guy disappeared, like you said, for some time, with money, without money. It's not really clear, the situation. The idea is, not every federation, not every country is still supporting him. And like you said, not even the Swedish Federation.
Yeah. In fact, I have here the correct numbers. It's 21 national federations were supporting Germany, on which only Austria is in the top 10 of the sport. Others like El Salvador, Honduras, Kuwait, Turkey are also supporting, you know, this side. And 19 federations support the election of Rupe Noronen, which is Finnish guy, as the new president of IFAF, which is, of course, US, Canada, Japan, Mexico, and other 19 federations, which includes Australia, Argentina, Bahamas, Brazil, Chile, South Korea, Denmark, Finland, UK, Israel, New Zealand, Norway, Panama, Serbia, Sweden.
Yeah.
So the 19 on the side of USA
like
football
said,
are stronger.
US, more US influence thing, federations, let's say mostly US influenced against mostly German influenced federation.
And the funny part was France.
Did they?
They said, well, we're now maybe supporting Vikings, you know, the Tommy Vikings from Sweden. But we will make our best decision in our next national meeting and we will tell you which side we are.
Okay.
So we don't know.
I could make some World War II jokes here, being Germany against US and France abstaining. And okay, we're not going there.
What's the problem on this? First of all, the World Championship under 19 now, we don't know if it's going to be even taking place or not. That's the first bad news about this.
Or if it's going to take place, it's not going to be probably, let's say, recognized by one of the sides.
Well, both sides, that's the other problem.
Yeah.
Both sides claim the IFAF name. And that they might go to trial.
Well, so far it's not a really
I don't know, but
name, a good name to claim from what happened so far.
Well, but you know, it reminds me this the same problem of FAF, IFAF, Europe.
Yeah, not on a global level now.
Yes, now it's exactly the same problem with Germany trying to dominate, taking to the global state.
Well, we're small as Romania Federation, the non-existent yet as of yet Romania Federation. Yes. We cannot influence anything, so no. We're just gonna stay, wait, see what happens.
Yes. My personal opinion, I would go for the new president.
The US-led one?
Side center.
Well,
I don't support really the other one.
We'll see. We'll see.
Both one, yeah. And now we will see. In fact, Mexico said that anyway, they will not stop their tryouts and preparation for the under-19.
Well, I think it's a normal attitude. It's not going to happen. You still have prepared players. If it happens, your players are prepared.
Yes. So, and another thing is that, you know, recently the post that, well, guess what? We said that was going to be Olympic sport, but in reality, it's not that much. Well, there was also a topic on Travis' blog. If you have listened to us before, you can go to growthofagame.com and read about that article about IFAF and Olympic sport. And exactly this kind of divisions of nations is what is going to make even harder now.
I mean, you cannot propose to the Olympic Committee, let's play an Olympic game within national teams, and 2 weeks, let's say, before the games, half of the teams are going to say, we're not going because we don't like where it's played or what's going on or whatever. It's going to look extremely bad for the IOC, this kind of situation, and of course they're going to try to keep it as much as away from them as much as possible.
Plus, probably not many people consider this, and I have said it so many times, but people discard it because they consider that probably that's not a main issue for being an Olympic sport, but it is. People think that it's just about the popularity, if it's going to bring people to the sport, and if it's going to play around the world or not. But the way your sport is organized is very important. Meaning, like I said, do we have a unified rule book? No.
Do you have a structure in place for organizing events?
Now even less.
Yeah.
Now we have broken in two.
Yeah.
Do we have a proper anti-doping code? No. Tell me which countries make anti-doping to their players into an authorized lab and send reports every year of how many tests you did, how many positives, how many negatives. Because the ratio of this is also part of the analysis of the Olympic Committee to accept you as an Olympic sport or not.
Well,
it's a lot it's of things, and not topics. Only those, it's even more. But once again, while IFAF doesn't get their stuff, let's say, to not speak in French or to not use Sanskrit language,
yeah,
get their stuff together, it's going to be hard to be an Olympic sport.
Definitely. But let's hope they do, and let's hope that by the time we can join them, everything is going to be well in place.
Indeed. And we finish with World Championship?
I think so.
Okay.
But if our listeners think it's an interesting topic, they can write us in the podcast, comment stuff, and just ask us for more info, and we'll gladly bring them to it. Bring it to them.
You can leave us comments also in Facebook, in the post of our podcast in Facebook, or send us a voicemail going to the darkmindradio.com, or just use the form under the podcast. So let's make the pause the break, and we'll come back with discussing a little bit of NFL. And this is the time of the year where the NFL is about to start.
Yeah, so it's like the off season.
Off season.
Yeah, because actually, by the time you will listen to this podcast, some of training camps would have begun for a few of the teams, but we're still outside of training camp starts. So it's contract time, BS stuff, Madden
things,
fantasy football,
especially fantasy. There was news about that.
Yeah, so it's not really a lot of things happening, real news, let's say, in the NFL, but there's still a lot of stuff.
Like this one of Harvard, I think that was funny. Who knows?
Oh, I don't know it. Oh.
Harvard study says Dolphins will play in the Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, they're not a football school, so what can you expect from Harvard?
That's a good reason, yeah.
Probably they did some math and whatever, but and some lawyery stuff, and yeah. Well, I think if they nail it, it's gonna be a big boost for their whatever department did the study. But
they are saying that the Super Bowl is gonna be Dolphins against the Giants.
Nah. I mean, First of all, the Dolphins don't have a QB. Sorry, Ryan Tannehill, you're not really an elite QB. Yeah, their defense has a few players there that can really do some stuff, but they do not have a good backfield. I'm talking about running backs. They have a solid one, but it's not an elite one. Their quarterback and receiver group is iffy, depending on play. Their O-line is decent. Their D-line is good. Their linebacker goals are really good. But they're still... So, my opinion is that actually, right now, the most contested division, it's the AFC East. The Patriots, the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins there. So, that's going to be a really, really tough division.
Well, according to this guy, Kurt Bowler, he made a prediction model. And he said that the method that I came up with uses Pro Football Reference approximate value statistic, the site's best measure of trying to tease out individual talent. Then using ESPN's NFL depth charts, I aggregated each team's per game approximate value of what I consider to be the core makeup of an NFL team. Quarterback, running back, two wide receivers, tight end, top two offensive linemen, top four front seven defensive players, and the top two players from the secondary.
That's fantasy. That's fantasy football.
Yeah. And then he said, basically, on offense, it comes down to a team's top seven players versus another team's top seven players.
Okay.
On defense, it comes down to one team's top nine versus another team's top nine.
Well, let me give you some insight. Usually in a fantasy football team, you have... seven actual players, because you cannot consider the kicker and the defense, and you have nine benches usually, so kind of fits those numbers. Fits.
And says that basically, Bowler's model doesn't take the schedule into account, which of course everybody think this is going to kill his model. Actually,
so I don't think that. So. I'm not saying that his model is totally irrelevant or anything like that. I'm saying that it's hard in a sport like American football, where there are so many variables, and the first one that comes into mind is injuries to a team. You can have the most elite roster, and like he said, you can have your top seven players on offense injured, and you're not longer that elite team.
So... the Harvard College Sports Analysis Collective gives the following ranking of teams, the percentage of chance making it to the playoffs.
So playoffs, not Super Bowl.
That was another one.
Okay.
This is just the list of who will arrive to playoffs. First place, Seattle Seahawks with 95%. Number two, Green Bay Packers with 93%. Number 3, Miami Dolphins with 77%. Number 4, Kansas City Chiefs, 66%. Number 5, New England Patriots, 62%. Number 6, Denver Broncos, 62%. Detroit Lions, 53%. Jets, 56%. Colts, 62%. Bills, 43%. Steelers, 51%. Texans, 54%. Giants, 42%. That really doesn't make sense if they are considering Giants to win, but, well, you never know.
It's another model. It's another model.
Yeah.
One's Lego, one's Play-Doh. You cannot mix
them
up.
One is plus size and one is
skinny. Yeah.
And like that, until we reach the last team with less opportunities. The last three are Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 3%, 3%. Tennessee Titans, 2%. And guess who is the worst team?
Well, Browns, Raiders.
Raiders. Oakland Raiders has 1% chance of arriving to the playoffs. Well, according to Harvard.
According to Harvard. Well, how much do the Colts have, for example?
Okay, Colts, let's see. 62%.
Ah, so they're above the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think I missed them though when you read them there, because...
Texans are 54.
Yeah, there was a first weird thing because I missed the calls, and as you were reading them, I counted, okay, one from AFC East, there were the Patriots, there were the Dolphins, then the Bills. Mm-hmm. So it's Jets. Highly unlikely that the third team from a conference like the AFC East would be more likely than a potential winner of a division two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Harvard. Who listens to them? In sports, at least.
Yeah.
So
what other news we have?
Yeah. Well, we had the two big contracts, the two big wide receiver contracts that mm-hmm. were signed recently. We had Dez Bryant signed uh-huh. a big contract, and also Julius Thomas also signing a big contract for the Broncos. So there were those two. Actually, it was a bit of a surprise for me. I mean, I actually think it's logical on their part, but it was a real surprise to me that they didn't fall into the trap that a lot of teams do with their quarterbacks. As the training camp starts, Russell Wilson is still without a long-term contract. Mm-hmm. And based on what happens, he's going to finish the year and probably go as a free agent. I don't think it's going to happen, that one, but what do you think? Is it a smart move from the Seahawks, or should they lock their quarterback?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know, because if they lock him, maybe they are also locking themselves.
Well, I think they actually did a really good thing because they let him play out this year. Yeah, it's a risky thing because he can have another big year, and mm-hmm. then you're really going to have to pay him as the best quarterback uh-huh. in the game. But I think players like Russell Wilson are not the kind of franchise quarterbacks you can rely on for 10 years. No. He's the kind of guy that has excellent seasons and then can break.
I mean, who can you consider now in those times a franchise quarterback?
Well, you have the
besides Roethlisberger, for example.
You have the you have the obvious two choices right now of Rodgers and Luck.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys are still in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
Luck is only gonna get better, I think, unless some catastrophic injury happens.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers is in his prime and is playing at a really high level. There are like elite guys like that from, let's say, the previous generation. Maybe it's tough to call them that, but they're in their twilight of their careers. Let's mm-hmm. say it's Manning, it's Brady, it's Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So all these guys, you cannot give no GM in their right mind, I think, is going to give them a 5-year contract now.
Yeah.
You cannot give a 38-year-old player a 5-year contract. I mean, he's not Brett Favre. He's not going to play till his 40s.
Which is finally retiring, right?
Yeah, I mean, he retired, but now, it would be really a colossal thing to have him come back. Because it's been like almost 5 years, I think. I think he's eligible for the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah,
I think so.
Wait. Well, but... when did he actually retire?
So it's not when he retired from the Packers. It's when he retired from the Vikings. So I think it's 5 years now.
So already five?
I think it's 5 years. Anyway, he was inducted this week in the Packers Hall of Fame. Not the NFL Hall of Fame, the Packers uh-huh. Hall of Fame. He came home, let's say, to Lambeau and wasn't booed and anything. So it was kind of I'm a Packers fan, so I think I can say it was a testament to the fans of Packers, because mm-hmm. it's really hard, I guess, for most teams, probably any other team, I'm not going to say every other team, but most of the teams, to get a packed house, because Lambeau Field was sold out, to see a guy holding a speech.
Yeah.
No game, no anything, nothing. Just a guy holding a speech.
Yeah.
So it's something of a testament to the fans there. And he didn't have his jersey retired just yet, but he's going to go into the list of guys that have their jersey retired now for the Packers. He's going to join, let me see. it's a, I think, let's hope I don't miss them. I think it's Tony Canadeo, it's Reggie White, it's Don Hudson, it's Bart Starr, and I think Nitschke is also, I don't know about him.
Who?
Ryan Nitschke, the linebacker from the glory days of the Lombardi's glory days. I think he's also I'm not sure about him, but I know Tony Canadeo is retired because he has number 5, I think, or 3. There's Reggie White, there's Bart Starr,
yes, of course,
there's Don Hudson, and I think those are with the jersey retired so far. I really would have wanted Jim Taylor, but that's a that's a whole other can of worms there. Anyway, so Brett is gonna get his number 4 jersey retired, if I'm not mistaken, on Thanksgiving in a game against the Bears. So that's gonna be interesting on national television and everything. What else happened?
Well, there's all kind of news like this.
Fantasy news.
Well, we have one about Tony Romo suing the NFL with the company. Because, you know,
we don't care
he was involved
Tony
in some NFL fantasy event in Las Vegas, and NFL canceled and I don't know what, and of course he lost money, so these kind of things.
I saw a tweet right now from the Washington Redskins, because Doreen is not here, so we can't say. Apparently they're going to name their D-line Capital Punishment.
Of course, Donald Trump had to appear in the news as well.
Really? What did the combed one do?
Trump said Patriots were bad buy in 88.
Or what?
A bad buy.
A bad buy? Ah. Okay. Okay, then. I mean, they did went for, they did go 5 years later to the Super Bowl. So I don't know, they were that bad buy. That a bad buy.
Exactly, that's the point.
He's the golden-haired voice of politics right now, so...
And he's, I think, in the world, the guy that he must have somebody tasting his food before trying it out.
Well,
after he said about Mexican immigrants.
He pissed off the drug cartel lord El Chapo.
And not only that, imagine that
you don't do that.
90% of employees in restaurants, in the back, in the kitchen, or more, are immigrants from whatever.
You have to remember that this guy eats pizza with a fork in New York. So I don't know if he's really concerned about.
Well,
he should be.
Somebody could still, you know, have something in his food.
Well,
in his drinks.
Let's hope. I mean, we could piss him off. It would be a really good audience boost.
Why not?
Yeah.
We will get a lot of fans.
Yeah. Well, we might also get the GOP on our back, but those guys are a lot of audience.
And maybe ESPN would ask us for an interview. Why did you say that about Trump?
Yeah. We could invite Trump to our
to the podcast.
Do a Skype call with Trump.
Call with Trump. Yeah.
Ask him why he didn't buy the Patriots. Ask him if he supports Miami, if he believes in Harvard, Harvard poll, whatever they did there.
But we will not ask what he thinks about Romania, right?
I don't think he knows Romania exists.
Okay.
Or where it is.
Yeah.
On the map.
Maybe he will say, is it bordered with the U.S.? No. Okay, then they are good.
Yeah. Still, they could still build a fence against Romanians coming there and I don't know doing what. Stealing their jobs. Yeah. They took our jobs.
In Microsoft, they speak 90% Romanian.
Really?
That's something like they say, no? Like 60, oh, no, no, it's not 90, like 60% of the, let's say the second language of Microsoft in the U.S. was Romanian. Because of all the people that they take to work there. That's what I heard.
Okay.
In fact, I knew a guy which was a keynote speaker, very good.
Okay.
He was Romanian, living there, and then in other countries, and then so
listen to us, fund us, give us free Windows 10.
Yeah. Use Linux.
I could do with a couple of licenses.
Yeah. Nah, just whatever you want.
Yeah, we accept any kind of licenses for Windows 10.
Well, actually, the only Windows computer that I have is a laptop, so...
I don't believe you.
There, in front of you.
Well, in this case, Microsoft, I hope you're listening.
Give me a license.
Convince him, yeah, convince Rafa me. To install Windows on, I don't know how many, but there are,
one,
I count
two,
at least three.
Four more computers around
okay,
me.
Okay, so it would be, statistically, it would be a 400% growth. So... Just think about those numbers. In Romania, Microsoft would have 400% growth in the media sector.
Good one, good one. Damn it. Alex for president.
Yeah. Of the US, yes.
Of the US, of course. No, come on. If Trump is...
I could challenge Trump.
Of course. Okay, never mind. Okay. I was going to say more stuff, but no.
Enough about the NFL.
Yeah. Right. We really went off the road. That's it for today. I think we talked enough. It's still hot. We are still having the fun. Doors, windows open. See you next week.
See you next week.
I think next week we start officially with the NFL.
Yeah.
So thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Rafa.
And before I forget, we will also talk maybe next week what Dorin brings.
Hopefully he brings something.
Hopefully, yes. Dorin, I will tag you. We will bother you to bring stuff, okay? My name is Rafael Ruiz, and I talk to you next week. Crusaders Radio is not an official podcast or affiliated to the NFL. All names, sounds, logos, and other related items are owned by their respective trademark and copyright holders. This podcast is a production of Darkmind Radio. Go to darkmindradio.com to find out more. All rights reserved, Cluj Crusaders and Darkmind Radio 2015.